Talking about Book Harvest, bookharvestnc.org is their website. They have been very active in our community for years, collecting books to distribute to local kids in our area who need reading material. And they just won a national award for best practices from the Library of Congress. They were one of just 15 organizations worldwide to receive this honor. Joined by Ginger Young, who heads up Book Harvest. And again, bookharvestnc.org is the website for more information on them and the work they do and how you can get involved. Ginger, thank you so much for being with us today, and congratulations on the honor.
Thank you, Aaron. It's so great to be with you today.
So the award was for best practices, and it was a literacy award, so for promoting literacy in the community. When you found out about it, what did it mean for you?
Well, it was very affirming. You probably know, because you and I have talked many times over the past decade, that we began this work in 2011. So we're coming to the end of our 10th year, or of our first decade, and to have spent all of those years understanding what our community needs to help every child's literacy thrive, to share that with a group of the esteemed level of quality and activism that the Library of Congress brings, and then to have them select us as an awardee was just incredibly affirming, especially right now when we are all struggling in this world with how to support parents and children and keeping learning alive through this very difficult time of COVID. So I was thrilled and surprised. We applied with you know, hopes, but of course, you know, managing our expectations. And it was just so exciting to learn that the Librarian of Congress, Dr. Carla Hayden, had selected us with her committee.
Now, is this an award for a particular program of Book Harvest, or was it just recognizing the overall work?
It's recognizing our core values that we start the journey with parents at their child's birth, and we stay with them for 10 full years and beyond to make sure they have all the books and the literacy support they need to be able to create a book-rich home and a thriving literacy environment. So it's no one particular program. The focus of this award was about innovative methods for promoting literacy that can be disseminated and replicated. So we too believe that this work we're doing could be done in other places, and we're very excited to think hard about that in our second decade.
Speaking with Ginger Young, bookharvestnc.org is the website for more on Book Harvest, their mission, and their day-to-day work, which has been really significant over the last 9, now going on 10 years. For people who don't know, Ginger, give us a sense of the specific work that you do. And I know you've got numbers in terms of the sheer number of books that you've been able to get donated and then to distribute out to kids in our community in the last 9-10 years.
Yes, our mission at Book Harvest is to provide an abundance of books and ongoing literacy support to families and children from birth. And we have this crazy vision, this wonderful vision that we believe deeply in, that all children and families should have equitable access to resources and information to spark robust literacy. And I have to say that this award is not really our award, it's the entire community's award, because the way we have been able to thrive over these past years is because our community here in the Triangle so believes that vision. We have provided more than 1.3 million books to children and families in our community since we started. Most of those books were donated by neighbors, friends, you know, co-workers, children themselves. And so this kind of grassroots effort to make sure every child is going to sleep at night in a home that has a stack of books by the bedside, and if we can possibly provide the support for this, a bedtime story, is really at the heart of what we want to see for every child. We believe that every child is born brilliant, and we also believe that every child has the right to equitable access to opportunity so that potential can flourish.
What impacts have you personally seen this have on kids and families and our community in general?
Well, I think with one of our core programs called Book Babies, we've seen such an incredible success story in the nearly 400 families that have been enrolled since we started it in 2013. This is a program where we conduct home visits for families starting at birth, staying with them for 5 full years until the child starts kindergarten, providing customized parent-led literacy support and a home library of books that is well over 100 by the time we get to the end of the program and hold a massive celebratory graduation for the five-year-old graduates. I had a parent who's an alum of that program say to me last week something that just stopped me in my tracks. Her baby was born in 2013, no longer a baby, now in first grade at a Durham elementary school and doing really well. And the mom said, literacy starts at home and it starts with me. And that is just such a kind of North Star for us, that if we can provide support to parents to do this essential work of brain building in those first 5 years and beyond, we will have done something that matters. And it's on all of us to make this happen. We need to make sure, especially during this difficult time we're in now, that every child has a chance to keep learning alive. And it's very joyful work. There's nothing like a good picture book to get everybody to open up and smile and have conversations and share vocabulary that's going to build brains.
Speaking with Ginger Young, Book Harvest, and again, you just mentioned the last 6 months and COVID, of course, throwing everything up in the air. How has that affected the work that you do?
It's affected it quite significantly. It will make us a better and stronger organization in the long run, and we've spent a lot of time figuring out what we can do right now for our families. We did launch a rapid response center on June 1st to try and do everything we could to marshal resources and support for families during this difficult time. We run programs out of that, such as a grab-and-go books program. Anybody listening who needs books for their kids, show up at our headquarters at 2501 University Drive in Durham. Call the number that's on the sandwich board in front of you all day Wednesday and on Friday afternoons, and we will bring out contactless bags of books that are age-appropriate for your kids and pop and put them in your trunk. So we want to make sure we keep books flowing out to families throughout this time. We do also have a program called Well Fed, Well Read, which we learned a lot from Porch, Chapel Hill, Carrboro in piloting this, where we are working closely with Durham Public Schools and partners to make sure that wherever families are coming to pick up food, they're also picking up books, because we want to make sure we're bundling those together at a time when families are needing some of these basic supports to keep their kids on track with their learning and their brain development. So a lot of things are happening to repurpose programs. All of our Book Babies Home visits are now virtual. We're in heavy conversations with our parents to find out what's working and what's not so we can refine those and get them better and stronger. We have had to cut back on our story times at laundromats. We do an enormous amount of work around providing books and literacy support in informal learning spaces. Obviously, that's been limited right now, and we can't wait to get back to that work. We're so excited when the time comes and we can do that again.
And as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks need to know about Book Harvest or how they can help?
Just that we always need your books. If anybody's got books at home that their kids love but no longer want, bring them to us at our headquarters location. We have a book bin out there that's open 24/7. Sign up for our e-newsletter, because we do know that a day will come soon when we can start welcoming in more volunteers, and we would love to let people who are interested in getting involved with our cause know how to do that. The e-newsletter that goes out once a month will share that information. It's going to take our entire village to help our kids thrive during this difficult time, and we really want everybody to join us in this wonderful exercise of helping our kids' literacy thrive. So bookharvestnc.org. Find a way to get involved now or later. We need you, and we're super jazzed for our second decade.
Well over a million books already and still counting. Bookharvestnc.org, the website, now the recipient of an international award from the Library of Congress for best practices. Ginger Young, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you do.
Thank you, Aaron. Take care.